Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Truth Ministries. This is John, your host, and today we're going to talk about worry and stress and fear, all the things that we have in this life, right? I will tell you, there was a time I had all those. Almost every day I had all those. You know, you work a job that doesn't pay you very much. They take taxes out. You can't afford gas because gas prices are through the roof. Try to go to the grocery store to get food. Spend $150 on five or six items. What does that make you feel like? Like, really? Think about that for a minute. Like, you go to work to a job that you may or may not like. Let's say it's okay. It's a job, right? It pays the bills. Maybe you went to college or didn't go to college. Whatever the case is, you are where you're supposed to be. That's the point I'm trying to make, okay? That's a hard pill to swallow. And let me explain my theory on that, okay? You're sitting here listening to this, whether it's maybe at work, or maybe it's on the way home from work, on the way to work, wherever you're listening to this, okay? You are exactly where God wants you to be. And there's a reason for it. If you don't know what that reason is, that's okay. You still have time. God will continue to provide this lesson to you until you learn it. Okay? And once you learn it, He'll move on to the next lesson and you will always have that education. Okay? It took me a long time to learn that. Okay? I came from a history of job jumping. Temp work. I didn't care what it was. Something to give me some money so I could stay in my house. Okay? I got to a point where we lost homes. We lost vehicles that were taken away from us because we couldn't afford it. We were eating at the food shelf as much as we could, so we couldn't afford groceries. We had no vehicle insurance, no health insurance. Literally trying to scrape by. We had kids that were young that were needed stuff for school. School supplies. Again, Catholic Charities, Lutheran Social Services, Toys for Tots at Christmas time. You want to talk about shitty and things that make you feel humble. Like, I lived many, many years before any of this, okay? Before I decided to pursue my ministry, I lived literally paycheck to paycheck. And that wasn't even cutting it. What my life was like is paycheck, ask mom and dad for cash, ask grandma and grandpa for cash, beg my buddies for cash, paycheck. Then turn around and say, I can't pay you back because I didn't make very much, but please, I promise I will. Empty promises, money that I owe so many people. And that, if you've borrowed money, God, you have to know that that is one of the worst feelings. Because intentions are always good, right? Like, hey, I need a couple $100 here to pay for my car payment so they don't take it, so I can still get to work and get money to pay for my house that I'm going to lose. You know what I mean? And you know damn good and well, you're going to have a hell of a time paying that back, right? But right now it's survival. That's where our mind is, okay? Here's the problem I had. I was living, scraping by on the bottom. I worked two jobs for a while. I didn't get to see my kids hardly at all. I was going through a divorce. It really messed with a lot of things, especially my mental health. I was highly depressed. didn't know why I was living. Never got to see my kids. Very unhappy in my life. Hated my job. Didn't have any hobbies that I could do because I was working all the time. Tax man took half my money. Like, what's the point, right? I give up. I can't do this anymore. The one thing I never did was talk to God. Not once. Looking back, 10 years, 11 years, 12 years maybe, I never talked to God. I never said, God, help me, please. God, I need your help. I need your guidance. Lord, I'm not in a good spot right now. Could you please give me a sign of something I can do to better my situation? Not once. I had the all figured out mentality. beg, borrow, and steal. Or like my grandma always used to say, borrow from Peter to pay Paul, right? And when does Peter get his money back? He doesn't. That's the catch-22. God promises to provide what we need. In Matthew 6, 31 and 32, he created the universe and gives food to every living thing on the planet, including you and me. He is the same one who gave food for the animals. He will never, listen to this, he will never let us go without. Okay? And I will tell you, when I started praying and I started a relationship with God and I gave myself to God, whatever it takes, God, I will follow you. It's a give and take, all right? You got to understand that. You know, you can't say, God, dig this hole for me without a shovel in your hand. You know, he'll meet you halfway. But you got to show some effort. And that's one thing that most people don't know. There was a Christmas one year. I went to Toys for Tots. I stood in line for an hour. By the time I got up there, it was picked over. I had five kids. I couldn't get anything that they were even remotely interested in. Even stuff for Santa Claus. Like, how was I supposed to do it? And back then, I was believing in Santa Claus. Or not believing in him, but that we were still in the Santa Claus phase, which we'll talk about that in a different episode. But what was I going to do? I was a dad that had to come through. I couldn't let my kids down. So what do? I prayed. God, I don't know what to do. Help me somehow. Help my kids know that I tried. Like, let them know that I didn't fail them, please. Like, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I prayed. And this is no joke. And to this day, I still don't know what happened. I'm still baffled, but it was snowing Christmas Eve, and the kids wanted to open presents, and my wife looked at me with this look in her eye like, what are we supposed to tell them? Because we didn't have anything, not even one present. We had nothing under the tree. And they kept asking, where's our presents? And I said, oh, we got them hiding, you know, and trying to buy some time to figure out what I'm going to do. Christmas Eve, we had nothing for them. And my wife looks at me like, what are we going to do? And my first thought was, let's have a family game night. That'll be our present. I was trying to think creatively. Three loud bangs on my front door scared the hell out of me. The dogs were barking. The kids jumped. And we weren't expecting anybody. This was about 7 o'clock at night. It was dark out. And I went and checked it out. No cars anywhere in the area. It was snowing. There were no car tracks. There were no footprints in the snow. But there was a giant red bag on the front step. I had like a grocery bag, not a grocery, like a, you know, a department store bag. And I looked around and I was wondering how long it had been there. There was no snow on the bag, but there was no footprints, which this is, to this day, it still gets me. I opened it up and inside, this is no joke, was every item every one of my kids wanted. Everything they asked for was in that bag. Things that we didn't tell anybody about. So we thought maybe my parents, maybe her parents, you know, no one would have known. So my wife meets me at the door. She goes, who is that? What is it? And I told her, I don't know, but we have presents. She looked in the bag and fell apart. And I came in and I rolled with it. You know, I said, here's your gifts, guys. Go crazy. And the kids were crying because I can't believe I got this. And there was no way I was supposed to get this. And how did I get, you know? And my wife looked at me and she's like, how did you do this? She thought I coordinated something. We called my parents and said, you know, thanks for the gifts, assuming it was them. They had no idea what we were talking about. I don't know. To this day, like I said, God listens, you guys. God works in mysterious ways. We've heard that before, right? Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ. Don't be anxious. Okay? Don't stress. Don't worry. We are God's children, okay? He created us in His image. God provided, always promises provide us what we need. He promises we will not go without. I don't know what happened that night, but I thanked Him. I've also gotten to the point through many trials and tribulations that I ask for God for help. And I ask God, more often than not, I ask Him to calm my worries and to provide peace inside me when things get stressful. When we don't know how we're going to pay our mortgage because, you know, car broke down. Or, I don't know, fill in the blank. Anything that happens in life, when life happens. You know, we've had our power get shut off. What do? Everyone's freaking out, right? It's the first thing you're going to do. What are we going to do? Pray. And my wife still looks at me like I'm nuts. She always said, how are you so calm? Our whole life is falling apart around us. How are you so calm? She says. And I look at her and I say, because we will be okay. Because God is taking care of us. Well, how is He taking care of us? This is happening. This is happening. We don't have this. We don't have this. Yeah, well, you know what we do have? We have safety of a home. We have heat or air conditioning in the summertime. We have each other. Okay? We are safe. Sometimes you have to get back to basics. You have to look at the obvious that's always overlooked. Man, I don't ever worry anymore. I don't. For two reasons. I know God's here. I know He's right by me. I know He watches over me and each one of my members of my family and as a family as a whole. He knows all things. God knows what's going to happen before it even happens. So here's my question, and this is something that I found out. If God knows that I'm going to go through whatever it is I'm going through right now, okay? He already knows about this. This is already pre-planned. I'm just living it, right? I'm a little bit late to the game here. I'm living this. I'm in here going, oh my God, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Because I can't see beyond my nose, right? In the background, God has already done all of this. He already knows what the outcome is. He's already on to the next thing after that outcome. All you have to do is have faith. Have faith in God and trust Him. He hasn't let me down yet. I tried to kill myself 3 times. All 3 times, nope. You got bigger, better things to do. I'm not ready to see you yet. And thank God I didn't, because that allowed me to be here with you today. To rejoice with Him and to celebrate Him and to show that He comes to you when you don't think He's listening, when you don't think He's there. He's right in front of you. But just like every good teacher, they're quiet during the test, right? Think about school. The best teachers are quiet during the test. If you are in a hardship, whether it's financial, relationship, whatever it is, pray to God. Talk to Him. He already knows. He already knows you're in a hardship. I mean, this is where He led you. You know? You just didn't know it. And there's... He loves the innocence of that. The innocence of you not knowing what's coming next. But He's taking care of you. All you have to do is 2 things. Trust and follow the path that's set out for you. This is why I don't worry about anything in life. If my truck breaks down at 2 o'clock in the morning, out in the middle of nowhere, and I have nobody to help and no cell service, okay? majority of people would lose their minds. They would start to cry. They would start to panic. What am I going to do? How do I get a hold of somebody? Fear, right? This happened to me a couple weeks ago. I blew a tire in the middle of nowhere. Didn't have good cell service. I didn't have any wrenches or tools. I laughed. And I literally, out loud, said, "Okay, God, I got you." And maybe it wasn't God. Maybe it was Satan. I don't know. But at the moment, I was able to safely pull my car to the side of the road. And I got out, and I saw my flat tire, and I was okay. So thank you, God. All right. Right away. What are you trying to teach me? What is this lesson I need to learn tonight? Never comes when you expect it. That's the whole point. Like a thief in the night, he says, "I will come back and I will rapture my church." And the thief of the night. That's what God does about everything. He shows up when you least expect it. If you say, "God, can you come and show your face to me right now? I don't believe in you. I need to see you to prove it. Stand here." He's not going to come. He's not going to show his face to you. Don't test him. Don't tempt him. But if you need him, pray from your heart, you know, like be genuine. He will help you out. Absolutely. Every time. And then when this is all said and done, this life on earth, when this is all said and done, we all get to go home. How awesome is that going to be? In my Father's house, there are many rooms. John 14, verses 2 to 4. Many rooms. We all get to go there. We all get to hang out. We're all going to be there together. This is becoming a reborn or having a rebirth and being a new, fresh believer. This has been the best thing that's ever happened in my life. And I pray that if you're not there, that he gives you that experience. Because you can't describe it, which is that's the best. So many people ask me, like, "What was it like?" We don't have words in our language to describe having a spiritual awakening or being reborn in Jesus Christ. I mean, I was reborn, I don't know the math, 37 years old. And they asked me, "What was it like?" At 37 years old, I couldn't tell them. All I could do was smile. My eyes got glossy with tears, and because I was reliving some of those memories. How do you tell them what the air feels like when you breathe it in and it's different? It's pure. How do you describe that? How do you describe the fact that I can talk to you right now and you're listening to my voice, but I can feel a presence next to me, like God is sitting right next to me, watching me record this podcast? How amazing is that? Like, now that I just mentioned that, I have this feeling, that's why I said it, but I got this feeling like a presence, like someone sitting right here. And I all of a sudden have this weird feeling, like, because most of the time I do this and I'm alone. Get the feeling someone's watching me now, and I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to stutter. Man, God is real. God is absolutely real. And I've seen him take human form. I've seen him, you know, be there in a sense that night that I was talking about. I was out in the middle of nowhere. And this kid showed up out of nowhere in a big truck. And he had all these tools I needed. And he helped me change my tire. And I offered to give him money. And he says, "No." He goes, "I don't want it. I just want to help you out." That doesn't happen. That how things had to line up, that he had to come by at that time, at that area, with those tools to help me and not take anything. That was either God or he had sent an angel to help. This stuff happens, you guys. And the deeper your belief in God is, and the closer you follow Jesus, the more you will actually see things like this. You will see it happening. I'm going to keep this episode a little shorter today. I just wanted to inspire all you guys. At some point in time today, whether it's the morning or the evening, wherever you're listening to this, get in that Bible. Start reading the Word. Start reading the stories, the scriptures. I just recently started watching the show Chosen, or The Chosen. What a remarkable show. Truly brings the Bible to life. You really get to see what it was like, and I'm kind of addicted to that right now, but get in the Bible. Like, you know, talk to God, pray, do something. Every single day, do something. Connect with Him somehow every day. I promise you, your entire life will change. This is the Truth Ministries. And if you're listening to this and you want to be on the show, you have questions, you have a topic maybe to discuss, please, anything, email me, thetruthministriesofficial@gmail.com. I'll try to get to it pretty quick. I'm pretty good on the turnaround, so I would love to hear from you. What did you think of the episode? Just keep the communication going. God bless you for listening. And I hope you have an absolutely phenomenal day, and I hope things work out in your favor. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.